Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, my friends, it really is. This is the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast, and I am your host, Reverend Cluse, and welcome to the podcast. It's been too long. I think the last time that we talked with the last podcast, I believe, was in April. This is almost September, on the cusp of being September, so we haven't talked in the whole summer months. So, and I, you know, sincerely, with the utmost sincerely, I hope everybody's doing fantastic out there. You're getting along as best that you can get along in these troubling times. I certainly have as well, and I'm back. Let's do a new podcast. I got asked in an email, I think about 6 or 7 weeks ago, to do an episode of the podcast specifically on this gentleman. And I immediately said yes, because he really needs one. His name is Gaby Haw. Gaby Haw was big, big time in Edmonton in the 50s, all the way up until the 80s. Gaby had a specific type of music that he played that was, I think, specifically in the Western Canada, the prairie provinces, and it was kind of a melding between the traditional Western swing music that was really, really big in North America, certainly in the States, with Bob Willis and the Texas Playboys, other bands, but he was the forerunner of that. He played that, but also, in Alberta, there was a huge, and it still is, a huge Ukrainian population, Eastern European population, and polka music was the music of Ukrainian population, certainly in the 50s and the 60s. And since Gaby was a working musician and his band played in Central Alberta, Southern Alberta, in the big cities also, and there was such a melding pot of these two cultures, among others, obviously, you had to play everything. And Gaby's band and Gaby himself really put their own little twist on this. And it's just, it's a great music to listen to. You can't help but dance. Even for somebody like myself who can't dance, I attempt to dance. But you can't help but dance listening to this type of music. So without further ado, let's play Dance Time with Gaby Haw on Point Records, released in 1967. The first one I'm going to play for you is the Old Man Polka. Since I am an old man, I am going to play the Old Man Polka. So here it is, a great example, I think, of the peppy, up-tempo Gaby Haws and the Barn Dance Gang. So here it is, Old Man Polka on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. Thank you. Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Gaby Ha and the Barn Dance Gang with a song called Old Man Polka. I'd like to think it was dedicated to me. I'm not sure. But Gaby, again, was big time in Edmonton from the 50s up until the 80s. When 1967 rolled around and this album was released, Gaby had a regular gig at a place called the Tivoli Ballroom on Stony Plain Road. It was originally the Tivoli Theater. Actually, it was the Tivoli Ballroom, then the Tivoli Theater, which was the first theater in Jasper Place. I think it was opening in 1949. By this time, it was reverted to a theater, and Gaby played at it every Saturday, and he also had a very, very, very prolific record career, putting out albums pretty much regularly from the late 50s, mid-50s, all the way up into the mid-80s. He also had a show every Saturday on CFRM-TV called Gaby Haas and the Barn Dance Gang. Very, very popular show. He also had, which I thought was very interesting also when I did a little bit of research on this, he also had a music school with his right-hand man, Olaus Fien, who I like to say, my man, Olaus Fien. A very, very talented musician in his own right and somebody who he just spotlighted on the podcast as well. He had a school to teach accordion, which Gaby himself played, and so did Olaf. But you could also, you know, learn how to play guitar, how to play violin, anything. It was a very popular school, one of the most popular in the city for music teachings. He also had a place in the same building on 97th Street and 102nd Avenue, I believe. The building is still there. It still is, called the Hofbrauhaus, in the basement of this building that he had opened in, I think, September of 1967. Played music there 3-4 nights a week with his band. It was a full-service restaurant. So, you know, he was big time in Edmonton. He had a footprint in the Edmonton area. In 1967, you definitely would have known who Gaby Ha was. So the next two songs I want to play for you is a great example of that melding, another great example of that melding between Eastern European Ukrainian music and the Western swing music that was taking the country, taking Canada and the United States by storm at this time. The first one I'm going to play is, and there are two waltzes. The first one I'm going to play is the Green Metal Waltz, and boy, oh boy, this is a great example of that. Right after that, a Moonlight Waltz. So without further ado, this is Gaby Ha and the Barn Dance Gang with Green Metal Waltz here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. Thank you. Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Gaby Ha and the Barn Dance Gang with a song called Moonlight Waltz. Right before that, that was Green Metal Waltz. And, Gaby's music, I'm not going to say it was of its time, because like I said, this was a very, very specific genre, I think, to Western Canada in the 50s, the 60s. Because again, you know, if you were a working musician playing dance halls and community halls and nightclubs and moose halls and things like that around Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba and into BC, during that time, you had to play everything. You know, they used to call them all occasion bands. Depending on where they would play a specific type of music. But Gaby's music really appealed to that broad spectrum because he threw everything in there. You know, it was dance music at its heart. It wasn't specifically polka music, and it wasn't specifically Western swing music, but it was specifically dance music. You could definitely cut the rug, as they say, to his music, and that's why he was so very successful for all these years. And the last one I want to play for you that's going to close out the podcast here is a song called Popular Polka. And this definitely is a toe tapper, and I'm sure I would have been out on that dance floor. Would have been out on that dance floor, dragged out on that dance floor, I'm sure, attempting to dance to this song because it's such a good song and it's such a good polka. So here he is, Gaby Ha and the Barn Dance Gang with a song called Popular Polka on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. Hi! Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Gaby Ha and the Barn Dance Gang with a song called Popular Polka. And that's it, folks. That's the end of the podcast. I'm going to specifically answer a few questions very, very briefly that I've gotten over the summer about the direction of the podcast and the direction of Vintage Edmonton, which I haven't really talked about lately, so I'm going to do that right now. The podcast will go on. I'm not sure if it's going to be a monthly podcast, but there will be a podcast, at least three or four more, for the coming months of 2020. And I have a few ideas of people and bands and artists that I want to spotlight. But if you have any ideas or bands or artists that I should spotlight, throw me an email at rev@vintageedmonton.com. That's rev@vintageedmonton.com. And if you want to say hi, do that as well. So, yeah, give me any kind of ideas what you think I should be doing on the podcast, and I will get to it as quickly as I can. Vintage Edmonton has been going on now. I started Vintage Edmonton in January of 2012, and I didn't really have a timeline and as to how long the webpage or the blog or the whatever you want to call it was going to last, and I still don't. I'm having a blast doing it. It's one of those things that every time that I do Vintage Edmonton, I learn something about Edmonton, and I love that. And I have so much fun when I discover treasure about Edmonton's history, and then share it with all you fine people. So I'm having a blast doing that still to this day. In 2021, I have kind of a different idea about what I want to do with Vintage Edmonton. I'll kind of flesh that out in the next couple of months, I think. But I've gotten a series of emails in the past probably 3 or 4 years asking me why I specifically don't explore Vintage Edmonton in the 1980s other than with specific video clips or her radio clips. And I really didn't have a good answer. When I started Vintage Edmonton in 2012, I wanted to keep it up until 1980 so I could, you know, legitimately say that it's vintage. Vintage Edmonton, you know, here's Vintage Edmonton from 2009. It wasn't going to work that way. So 1980 specifically was kind of like my cutoff point. We're almost 9 years into this website now, and I think it's time that I can explore the 1980s as we're all getting older, because I think there's a wealth of memories and things that happen there, news stories and all, and so-and-so, that it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think in 2021, the website will shift specifically into the 1980s as far as Vintage Edmonton memories are concerned. So that's going to be fun. I'm going to have a really good time exploring Edmonton during those times. So, and I hope you stick along with that as well. So what else do I have to say? Yes, I'm still on Podmatic. Yes, I'm still on TuneIn Radio. Yes, I'm still in on... is Apple iTunes still around? But I'm still on Apple iTunes if it's still around. Pretty much all of the major platforms, YouTube, all of these different things, the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast is on and you can find. So until next time, and there will be a next time, you'll probably hear a new podcast in October at some point. Until next time, I'll see y'all later.